How many kids have this as a childhood memory? You're taken to a bank to take out your first savings account. Maybe a doting grandparent has put $5 in it. Maybe you really did have a piggy bank. Either way, the ritual is meant to teach you early on the value of putting a little away. Not always an easy idea to sell to a kid, but as the saying goes, they'll thank you later. Sadly, that last $5 is the last $5 that many baby boomers have in their banks to this day, and it seems we've become a culture of spenders and debt accumulators. But there's an effort underway to reverse that trend through the Hawaii Kids Saving Project. It's the brainchild of Michael Chang, who's with us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Sure. You really see this sort of spending and debt accumulating society as a pretty deep-rooted problem for the future, don't you?
It really is. And one of the problems has been low-income families tend to have the perception that because you're low-income, then you don't have the capacity to save. When in fact, you know, there are rich families that don't save and there are poor families that do.
And the poor families that do can kind of have a contingency amount of money for that car breakdown or whatever might be a serious setback.
Certainly so, and that contingency can make a big difference. For example, if you have somebody who relies on a car to get to work, and if your car breaks down, that $500 in emergency funds that you have may save them a job, because people have lost jobs because they cannot get to work.
And, you know, when you're broke, I speak from some experience, each little expense can be a big disaster, kind of out of all proportion to how big of a problem it really is.
Yeah? That's right, yes.
But, you know, a lot of people are going to say, hey, I've got my hands full keeping the wolf from the door. And the thought of putting a little away seems just out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to them?
Well, I would say that it's not so much about how much you're saving. It's more about the habit of saving. So it's not a competition. It's not about, you know, how much you have at the end of the day. It's more about learning how to make choices. And 50 cents a week is better than not having 50 cents by the end of the week. And that little bit that you put aside every week over a period of time can be a small bundle. And if you think about how quickly the last 10 years of your life goes by, that 10 years of missed opportunities can make a huge difference.
Well, you know, when you say if you took the last $100 you spent and maybe broke it down as to what you spent it on, you might find that a percentage of that was for sodas and mugs of coffee and things of that nature. Is that the kind of thing you can eliminate?
Precisely so. If you look at spending patterns of ordinary families, a lot of them are spent on things that could have saved on. Having a cup of coffee, buying lunch outside from home instead of bringing something from home for lunch, going out to see a movie when you can watch a video at home. All those kinds of things, really money leaks. You know, all that money that has been spent in those ways could have been saved for very serious reasons.
Well, when you turn on that TV at home, you're going to be bombarded with a lot of, you know, methods to sort of get inside your psyche and make you want to spend more,
mm-hmm.
and to make it easy with debt.
That's right. And this is where parents have a major role to play. What they found in the research is that children learn economic concepts as young as when they are 4 years old. And children learn most by observing what parents do, you know, where they get their values from and where their attitudes are formed, where behaviors and skills are acquired. And just by simply observing what parents do, they acquire all those kinds of habits too. Unfortunately, parents are not necessarily the best people to learn about saving money. You know, when it comes to financial literacy, parents are more often than not financially literate.
Yeah. Well, a lot of parents want their kids to be more of just about everything than they were,
That's right.
Better educated, more financially literate, and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of don't use me as an example, right?
It's
the message they want to send to their kids.
That's right. Yeah.
So how do you structure the program that you've put together?
So what we've done is we've looked at all the barriers that parents face in getting the kids to start savings. One is we bring the credit union down to the school to collect deposits from the children once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that saves the parents a trip to the bank or to the credit union. We make it an effort to save together. So if we do this as a school, then everybody gets into the idea that we will save together. You know, then it encourages and motivates the children to do this. We also provide reminders to the parents and the children that every first Wednesday of the month is a deposit day. Mm-hmm. And then one of the more important things that we do is, especially for low-income families, we provide them with a $25 startup fee, a seed money that we give to the child to open the savings account, and then that enables the child to open the account. And that makes a difference if the parent is low income. $25 is something they may not have when it comes to, you know, struggling parents. And $25 may be $25 of food or $25 of gas for the cars.
Sure.
So the seed money makes a big difference. We also give the child a piggy bank, you know, and then we bring the credit union to the school.
Well, you know, it also strikes me that, what was I going to say? The whole idea of doing it in a team context,
right. Yes,
would, I think, be a big help, right?
It's almost like a savings club.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it together and we save together.
So that then that becomes, this, do they sort of try to get their numbers up at the end of the year,
kind
of thing?
Yeah, but also to reinforce the idea that savings is what we do over time,
yeah,
you know, as a group of people. And
certain amount of patience to be taught along with this whole mindset.
Right. That's right.
And you know, it is a mindset, really, mm-hmm, isn't it, Michael?
It is a mindset. Yeah. You know, when you think about wealthy families who don't save and poor people who do, it is really a mindset. And it has been incredible because since we began about 4 years ago, today we have over 1,800 kids from 28 DOE schools across the state of Hawaii, and those children have saved over $322,000.
Well, there's a lesson right there, because numbers, mm-hmm, don't lie, right? That's part of the whole.
These are the
whole
nickel
message
and dimes that the children put away.
Yeah, terrific.
One, you know, piggy bank at a time.
Well, something to keep in mind. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Chang is a PhD and the founder of the Hawaii Kids Savings Project. He's an assistant professor in the Family and Consumer Sciences Department at the University of Hawaii Manoa, College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources. And you can learn more about his project at hpr2.org.